coming to you from 6 feet under Toledo, Ohio. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen.
And Joe.
And me.
And him, that me. Guy. The birthday boy. Happy birthday, Joe.
It was my birthday a couple days ago. Yes. I am officially 29 and a half and a half and a half.
Me too. Yeah. I don't know how we're the same age since, you know, we were born 7 years apart.
Yeah.
But anyways, happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
And it's exciting. Birthday is a holiday celebration tradition. And guess what our show's about?
Christmas?
Halloween traditions. Or something
really?
Like that.
Oh,
it's our Halloween special.
No, I thought it was Christmas. I got all of my Christmas notes here.
Oh, I wondered why you were dressed up like Santa.
Yeah, well, I got it dressed to impress.
Like an elf. Nice.
We're not elves. We're called fairies.
Oh, groan. Okay, so anyways, this is our big Halloween special.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We're going to give you a little bit of history of Halloween.
Yes.
Our favorite time of the year. We have parties we've been to. We've had
ghost hunting we've done.
Yeah.
Candy we've ate and gotten fat on. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite Halloween candy of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Well, going down to Mrs. Schuster's house and getting the tracks. She used to not pass out candy. Remember, she used to always only give
religious tracks. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. And there was this lady lived in her neighborhood. Her name was Mrs. Schuster. She's passed on to the other side now. Mm-hmm. But she used to say, here you go, dairy. Remember that, dairy? And then the lady next to her, remember she was an old lady, she would make popcorn balls.
Yep.
And they were hard as a rock and we'd break our teeth off on them.
You couldn't eat them because they're so bad. We used to throw them at each other.
Oh my gosh. And then we'd get pennies. Somebody would always give us a penny and a pencil and an apple or something. And like, all you wanted was the chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my favorite has got to be a Reese's peanut butter cup.
You know, I think I agree. I really do. I mean, I love Snickers.
I thought you were going to say Whoppers.
Well, yeah, but I guess they do give those out as in little five packs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I even know how many's in a pack.
You got into the Halloween candy early. I know it. Anyway, yummy.
Early.
So good.
Yeah, because, you know, kids come up to the door, and I'd open up the door, and the basket I keep all the candy would be half gone, and there'd be wrappers all over my living room floor. I'm like, what the heck?
Sounds very paranormal. A ghost ate my candy.
There. That's what it is.
That's
it.
Scatty. So, got any hot news, paranormal news for us this week?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we love the weird news.
I love it. I love it.
And, I mean, I like starting our show off with something funny other than my looks. And so, a knife-wielding Koufax man in nothing but a bath towel was arrested after caught talking to the trees.
There's always some level of nakedness in every one of these stories.
So the Grant Parish Sheriff Office received a report of a man walking in his yard wearing nothing but a bath towel, holding a large knife and talking to the trees. When the police arrived, they discovered a man on his front porch of his house and was told there were people in the tops of the trees and ghosts inside of his house.
Ooh.
After further investigations, guess what?
What?
They found out he was on drugs.
No.
Yeah.
That never happens.
But before the police would leave with him, he was arguing with the police. Not because he was getting arrested, but because the police did not go in there and arrest the ghost.
Oh, man. Those ghosts need arrested.
Yeah. It wasn't Florida this time, which is odd.
Yeah, yeah. That is awesome.
And if you got people up in your trees that nobody can see but you, you know, I would definitely get a big knife out and
go after them.
Take off all my clothes and wear nothing but a towel and go after them.
Oh, man. So the lesson of that story.
Why are they always naked? I don't know. Okay, people, if you're taking the drug Molly,
or whatever it is,
tell us why you always get naked. Before you do things like the reason I picked this because remember the guy that chased the ghost with the machete?
Yes.
In Florida?
Yeah. And then the one from last week where the guy was stuck in the chimney. They thought he was a ghost.
Naked.
He was naked.
Naked. It's, of course. You know, why
I think
not?
People just want to be naked. They're sick of wearing clothes.
Well, It is the burr months.
I know.
I hate wearing so many coats.
I do too. I hate bundling up. Okay, so like every year when we were kids on Halloween, it would be so cold or raining, and we would be bundled up with our coats and all this on, and then try to fit your costume on over that.
Or,
and then you'd be sweating because you had so many layers.
Or you...
And a plastic mask, and you couldn't breathe out of it because it just had a little slit for the mouth.
Yeah. Or you dress up in your costume, and then mom and dad would make us wear our coats over the costumes.
Oh, that was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, nobody can see what I am.
I was like, damn it, Mom. I'm 27 years old.
Slow clap. That's, man.
Okay,
that's
I see you got a news story.
Okay,
there.
Well, what? This isn't like funny, but it's just interesting. So,
I like
okay.
The funny one's better.
I know, I do too. So, Bulgaria hopes to attract visitors with vampire funeral trail.
Let's do it.
All right, I know. Oh my God, I want to go to Romania so bad, but I forgot
back
all about
it. Where I was born.
Yeah.
In Romania.
Timorosa. Yeah.
According to Facebook.
So, Bulgaria might be rivaling. Oh God, I think I have a ghost in my mouth. I can't talk. It might be rivaling its neighbor Romania when it comes to vampire tourism. Romania has long been a popular destination for fans of Dracula and Bram Stoker and Bran Castle and Hunedoara Castle. And so Bulgaria is jumping on the bandwagon, and they're hoping that they can promote the country's sites that could be associated with so-called vampire funerals. So according to the Balkan Insight, Bulgaria's Minister of Tourism is announcing plans to promote Roman archaeological dig sites of Delicum near the Black Sea, the coast, where 17 skeletons of adolescents were discovered in 2004, nailed into their coffins.
Hmm.
This is a pagan practice which dates back from the 4th century, and it's meant to prevent the dead from rising out of their graves like vampires, because of the belief that the souls of evil people remained in their bodies after death.
Yep.
Officials now have proposed exhibiting these remains in what could be called the world's largest vampire funeral in a big glass sarcophagus.
Awesome.
Oh my
Let's
gosh.
Go.
Please, somebody send me a ticket. So there's been similar archaeological findings across Bulgaria. In another town, there's a claim that vampire connection is to Sazopol, which is once called Apollonia.
Okay.
It's a popular resort on the Black Sea. It has like an attractive old town. So in 2012 and 2013, two 700-year-old skeletons stabbed through the chest with an iron stake, or both with iron stakes, were discovered there. They nicknamed them the twin vampires of Sazopol. Sazopol, I think. Sazopol, something like that.
That's French.
Oh.
We're not in France.
No.
We're in Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Just a Bulgaria.
Okay, so, and then another in 2014 in the ancient Thracian site of Purpur Icon.
It's a good thing I'm not reading that.
I know. In the south of the country, close to the Greek border, reportedly planning to set up a vampire trail between these two towns and Transylvania. Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, I was telling you, this is rough stuff here.
It's like me trying to
read.
Well,
here's what happened right before the show started. I had my glasses on and I put my earphones on, and I went to take my glasses off and I broke my glasses. The screw popped out and the little metal part around the rim popped off.
Why don't you take the lens out and put it in like a monocle?
Oh, I should.
Yeah.
That could be my Halloween costume. Yeah. Oh, my heck. Okay, so anyways, so they're just trying to set this up between Bulgaria and Transylvania,
mm-hmm.
or Romania, to have this vampire trail. And I'm telling you, if any rich people are listening to this, please take me there.
Take us both there. We'll do a show from there.
Yes.
And we'll use you as our sponsor for the
show. I mean, like, bucket list since I was a little kid was going to Transylvania. And now I'm like, okay, I've been to a couple of foreign countries here or there. But I want to go to Romania. Yeah. I or Bulgaria. I don't care which one. If I have to fly or swim across the ocean, I'm going to go. So anyways, that's just an interesting story.
What was the guy that actually lived in Dracula's castle?
Vlad Tepes.
Did you know that at his time, he was the number one decorator for Halloween?
Really? Why is that?
Well, he's the Impaler. He would put the bodies out, but...
Rose.
Joe, I waited 5 minutes to say that.
You need to take that act on the road.
Another thing, did you see the video of the ghost ship?
I did. Oh my gosh. I hope you guys have seen that. We'll post it on our Facebook site.
I've looked at this thing over and over and I'm, you know.
Cannot figure it
there
out.
There is a phenomenon. Phenomenon. But anyways, there's a phenomenon. There's a thing that
Yes, see, we're trying not to do
We're sober. We are sober, folks. But anyhow, there was this thing that I saw, and I've heard a few other podcasts talk about it, where if the lighting is just right, you would see Chicago growing up into the lake.
Okay.
And it's nothing but a trick of the light.
Is it Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no.
Or Lake Erie.
Oh, you know what? This ship was on Superior. That's right.
Oh, but anyhow, so it couldn't be Chicago.
No. So there again, it makes me think of what that was. You know, I mean, I've looked at the video so many times, and I just can't picture what it is. You know, it's not a water spout. It's not a real ship that they just is in the haze.
Do you think it's not like Northern Lights, because we don't really have that?
No, and if it was Northern Lights, it would be all over. This was right dead center in a space.
Okay, I mean,
not in the center of where everybody was looking, but it was
Lake Superior.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, too, because they zoomed in on it, and it looks just like a ship.
Yeah. That's why I said it's so bizarre.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so awesome. So who knows? It could be, what's that famous ship that went down they did the song about?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The Edmund F, which went down on November 17th. Edmund F.
Okay, here's just a really strange side note. Okay, two things. One, it was so weird. I was just thinking about that ship maybe a month ago. I was driving to work and I don't know why it popped in my head. Okay, for two reasons. One, this is so bizarre. So the house that I used to rent in the South End, the guy who had lived there before was this musician and he had a band and I forget the name of the band.
It was Edmund F. Yeah.
Yes, that was the name of the band.
And he redid that song.
And
on a cassette that I cannot find.
Yes.
That's the only version.
Forget his name.
I don't know.
But he had really long hair and was so handsome and all the girls drooled over him. But anyways, so he was from Cleveland. And I was driving to work and I was listening, or in my head, I don't know why, but that popped in my head, the cover of that tape.
Yeah.
Because I remember because he hand sketched it, which is kind of strange because he had hand sketched the house of my landlord, the guy that I talked about on the other show where my landlord passed away and I found him passed away in his garage. Sweet old man. He had drew a picture of the house that guy lived in and gave it to him.
Okay.
And I always remember that. It was such a really neat thing that he did. But anyway, so he hand sketched the cassette cover for his band, Edmund F. And he redid the song, The Legend of Edmund Fitzgerald. So I was driving to work and some reason that came in my mind. And I was thinking about that and I was thinking, oh, his name was Doug. I remember now his name was Doug.
Doug,
the musician. So I was switching around on Sirius XM and just listening to different things. And that song came on, The Legend of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's wild.
And it was so creepy. I got the goosebumps. I was like, I knew all the words. I was singing along. And then I remembered there was a guy I used to date way back, who was like another long-haired guy. And and his uncle died on that ship.
Yeah.
So his dad's brother went down with that ship.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that...
From Toledo. Yeah. So that was... And he's in on the plaque at the Maritime Museum, which is someplace we should think about going.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Let's go.
Okay. So... off track on that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So that picture, I hope everybody takes a look. We'll post a picture on our Facebook page and you guys just, you know, weigh in and let us know what you think. Or if you have any explanations or just...
The video, you mean?
Yeah, the video or the photo. There's a photo too.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, which is probably off of the video, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, it's so interesting. But just think how many ships have gone down in those Great Lakes.
Yeah, I was just listening to a show, one of our listeners that has a show of his own show on Facebook. He does a live thing. I can't remember the exact night, but if you go up on his Facebook page, his name is Lee Mikowski.
Hi, Lee.
Lee Mikowski.
He's a paranormal investigator.
Yeah, really cool dude, you know, and if you get a chance, listen to his show. But he was asking about things that to talk about, and I mentioned that to him because I saw he is also very interested in the Great Lakes. And he, I believe one of his shows, he did talk about a lot of the legends of the ghost ships on the lake.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. All right.
I just wanted to throw a shout out to Lee because his show is really good. He does it on Facebook. You have to go up on his page so you can see what night he does it on. But
okay. Oh, there I go with the ums again.
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
So our show topic today, we're talking all about Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween weekend.
A little bit of the history of Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
And where it came from and all that jazz. Cool. You know, because a thousand years ago, boy, this is bad as me reading. So 1,000 years ago, the Celtics had their calendar and it was split in half between the light half and the dark half. And on October 31st, they would celebrate Samhain.
Samhain.
I can never say this word.
Samhain.
Even though I know it in my head, I can't say it.
That's how I am too. I don't know.
But anyways, there was their holiday called Samhain Harvest Festival. And they would celebrate that by lighting bonfires, you know, to welcome in their new year. You know, harvest time was a time of life and death. You know, if you didn't have a good harvest, you died.
Yeah, you know, you'd starve through the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. And the winter, you know, that's also part of the dark time is the cold winter nights and cold winter days, you know. And, you know, at the time of their festival, they say that the barrier between life and death was at its thinnest. And that's why they did the celebration on October 31st. The bonfires actually also brought out another creature of the night, which were the bats.
Mm-hmm.
And that was scary to them, too, because they didn't see the bats. And the fires would bring the bats because the fires would bring the bugs, and the bats would eat the bugs.
I see.
Yeah.
So they would just probably see like shadows swooping at them and probably think that they were ghosts.
Would say that the spirits were attracted to the bonfires and the spirits were the bats.
So it's so interesting.
Yeah.
So they were celebrating this time for the harvest, and that became an annual tradition.
Yeah.
So,
Samhain.
Samhain.
Okay.
Sammy Hagar
holiday. We're just going to call it that, folks, because, I mean, I have it in my mind, but every time I say it, it comes out wrong.
So it seems like all the cultures have a day to celebrate their dead.
Okay.
Most recognized is by the Christians. So in a strange twist, Christianity spread the leaders, mm-hmm. instead of crushing the pagan holiday, they would adopt them as their own.
Oh, yeah, because it's easier.
So one key pagan holiday was Lemuria, which was on May 13th, and it was a celebration of the dead.
Okay.
So on that day, the ghosts of the dead would come up and haunt the living. So pagans would pour milk and put little cakes on their grave as offerings to the dead so they wouldn't come up and haunt them.
Oh, okay.
So in 609 AD, the church changed May 13th into All Saints Day versus the Day of the Dead, where they celebrate the dead.
So the church came in and just said,
no,
we're going to change.
Right. You pagans, it's not your Day of the Dead. It's going to be Day of the Saints.
Okay.
So to honor all of the saints, mm-hmm. they changed it. And it was a big success, but they had changed the date to November 1st and call it All Hallows Day to drain the life out of Samhain.
Oh,
so okay. They took one holiday, mm-hmm. that they honored the dead, changed it and said, no, you can't honor that. And then they moved it to another date before their harvest festival.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, eradicate it.
Yeah. And because Samhain, here I go again. Because Sammy Hagar Day fell on October 31st, people started calling it All Hallows Evening. Mm-hmm. Or then they shortened that to All Hallows Eve, and then shortened it again to Halloween. Then just to be safe, the church added another day on November 2nd and called it All Souls Day to honor the departed.
Okay. So they had All Saints Day, November 1st, then All Souls Day to remember. Okay. I was just trying to get that straight.
And it's weird because they're putting it, you notice how the church is putting all next to the pagan holidays.
Yeah.
Right? It all started in the Middle Ages on All Souls Day when the priest would tell Christians to pray for the souls that are in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And if enough prayers were offered to the souls in purgatory, they would move up to heaven.
Okay.
And this started out something called souling, which was where the kids would go around and knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
And in exchange for prayers would get spice cakes that they call soul cakes.
Oh, that's cool. So at the time, people were believing in demons and witches, and mainly they would have women who were like healers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is kind of in the Celt, along the lines of the Celtic religion, but you know, it could have been others. And it became kind of a panic in the 15th, 16th century because people were becoming afraid of the witches. And just based on the time, their dress, and, you know, the way they wore their hats, they made like the broom into an easy transportation mode. And then the cauldron, something that they had in every house, they would say that
it was like a standard cooking thing.
Right. But they would say that children would, you know, be cooked in those and make brews and potions. And of course, another symbol of her companion were black cats.
But, yeah.
You know, it's so interesting because there was such a fear of it in the Christian church, but you know, it was probably just a progression of, you know, hundreds and thousands of years of people using the herbs and the healing spices or plants or whatever, you know, things from the earth.
And that's to even nowadays, you know, a lot of the Wicca stuff is all about, you know, healing of the what is the four, I forget what it is now that I'm talking, but you know, the wind, earth, fire, blah blah blah, you know. But yeah, it was a progression of stuff because lots of times too, they would look at these ladies, and a lot of them ladies lived alone and were a little bit more cynical.
Hey now.
Yeah. And they would make, they would be like the healers. So like you said, people would think that they were witches. Right. You know?
Because maybe some of these potions or brews that they used probably were fixing, you know, it's just like the Native Americans using the plants and the, the elements of the earth to cure. I mean, like when the settlers came, they had no idea, you know, they'd be dying of whatever disease.
Yeah.
And then the Indians would come in with their, you know, maybe herbs, or sometimes they use different tree barks or whatever and heal them. And magic.
Well, you know, it was around the 17th century when all this was going on, and history would start consolidating the rituals.
Okay.
And which brought on a weird celebration of the dead, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This era also brought on a strange icon of Halloween, which is the mask.
Oh, I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, well, people would put masks on because the rowdiness was going on so much on All Hallows Eve. You know, people would get drunk, of course.
Right.
And start terrorizing the towns and homes.
So they didn't want to know who it was, so they put a mask on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
And in Britain, there were crowds, you know, and not everything was destructive and all that. But in Britain, crowds would go house to house performing plays.
Really?
Instead of being destructive.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, the towns would see that, hello, they're destroying our towns. But they would go house to house performing these plays. And in reward for that, they would get food.
Oh, treats.
Yeah. You know, and there was a guy in England, and they still celebrate this. He was Guy Fawkes.
Okay.
Okay. And on November 5th in 1905, he tried to blow up London's House of Lords with 35 kegs of gunpowder.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know you know about that too. I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. So he was found guilty. So they hanged him. Then they took his body and cut it up and then burned the body in fires. And then years later, the children of London would celebrate the anniversary by buying or by causing chaos in the streets and setting fires. And it was called Guy Fawkes Day, which fell on November 5th, which is around Halloween time. And then the energy of Halloween shifted into Guy Fawkes Day. There wasn't that celebration here in America, but when some of the immigrants came over, they started celebrating Guy Fawkes Day over here by, you know, gathering and causing trouble. And then it's kind of progressed into our Halloween. So starting around like 1833, there was small gatherings of people where they told ghost stories. And this is kind of known as the first Halloween.
Yeah.
So that time went on. And what brought more ghosts into the Halloween was the Civil War.
Yeah, that was wild.
So during the Civil War, there were so many bodies people didn't know and couldn't, they were unclaimed. So the families would never know if the relatives were coming back, and it would lead to a lot of stories of the spirits wandering around, not knowing if they were alive or if they were dead. And there were stories of a lot of the souls that would be coming back home.
Okay.
So at the time, there was a lot of Scottish immigrants, and they brought the tradition with them of the boogeyman.
Oh.
Boogies or boogeyman.
Boogeyman. And, you know, that kind of reminds me also, do you remember the legend of Jack-O-Lantern?
Yes.
I mean, why don't you tell?
Do you want me to tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a character in hell called Jack-O-Lantern. So he was so bad, the devil kicked him out of hell. I don't know. I've been kicked out a couple times myself, you know. Yeah, back in the day. Not so much anymore. But anyways, so the devil gave him an ember of fire from hell. And so Jack takes the ember and puts it inside a hollowed out turnip.
Okay.
Okay. So he walks around, and this becomes the legend of the jack-o'-lantern.
Okay.
Children would cut out faces in turnips and put candles in them and parade around. So that was like, probably not in America, but no. The American children would use pumpkins because the pumpkin season, the harvest would start right around October 31st.
Okay.
And so kids would take pumpkins, put them on a stick, wrap the stick in a sheet, and hold it up into windows to scare people like a ghost. So that reminded people of when, you know, when you would put somebody in the ground, you would bury them in a sheet.
Yeah, the white sheet.
Yeah, you would put them, or shroud, or what do you call that?
The winding cloth.
Yes.
Yeah. We're both staring at each
other. I know, like, we remember this from our thing. So back in the day, they would do that to scare people. And then some of the immigrants who had brought with them the rambunctious kids who, you know, knew of these legends over in different countries, they would turn Halloween into a destructive night.
Yeah.
And they would link Halloween with the jack-o'-lanterns, the witches, the skeletons, the bats, and the ghosts.
Okay. And, you know, back in the early 20th century, Halloween was getting way out of hand. You know, kids and adults.
And Sammy Hagar.
The Red Rocker. The Red Rocker would go through the towns. But anyhow, these, you know, the kids and the adults would set fires. You know, it was a destructive holiday. Mm-hmm. I've heard of them where they would put soap on the rails on the trolley cars. The trolley cars would derail.
Oh my gosh.
And people would get hurt.
Oh, or my gosh. That's terrible.
They used to take and move the stairways away from the houses.
Oh, Lordy.
Which people would open the door and,
Oh, geez.
Help me. I'm falling. I can't get up.
What would they call that? There was some, like, different names
for it. Well, yeah, they had different names. Well, one of the tricks they used to do is open up all the gates so that the farm animals would wander out into the cities.
No.
And that was called gate night because they would have people that lived in the houses stand by their gates so the kids wouldn't open it.
Oh, my gosh.
But you also had hell night and then what we know of as devil's night.
Right. Yeah, cool. So the Halloween of 1939 was called Black Halloween because of all of the destruction.
Yeah, because, you know, during the Depression, the cities couldn't afford to fix the buildings that these people are destroying because they didn't have money to begin with, you know? So they came up with different things to, you know, get the kids to stop being so destructive. And they come up with different, you know, like costume contests and parties and that. And back in around 1930 or so, a company called Denson and Bisel, I think that's how you say the last name, Bisel. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down here.
Yeah, I think that's.
They came up with books called Bogey Books or Boogie Books that would show, you know, turn Halloween into a party.
Okay.
These books would teach kids how to have Halloween parties and stuff.
Okay.
Which led to them coming out with the decorations and different costumes. And back then, the costumes were made out of paper.
Oh, boy.
Which were super flammable.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, in 1930, Sears got into the action by selling less flammable ones.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go up in flames on Halloween.
Yeah.
Before you get all your candy eaten.
You know, and like I said, all these cities were coming up with different ideas and that. I mean, even way back in 1905, before, you know, we're talking about the 30s, but back in 1905, Allentown, Pennsylvania had a party and parade. But in 1920, there was a city called Anoka, Minnesota that had the first parade, they say. But, you know, I mean, they said they had parades back in 1905, but Anokia is claiming themselves as being the Halloween capital of the world.
Oh, cool.
And they still have their parade every year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's how they really worked on taming down the Halloween from becoming a destructive holiday to becoming a party.
Okay. So trick-or-treat, although its tradition is centuries old, but that's relatively new.
Yeah.
New,
I mean, they still had
treat,
the kids going around getting the spice cakes. And
So probably, what, 80 years or so that we've been trick-or-treating.
Yeah, the term came out.
Okay, so the homeowners would bribe rowdy kids with homemade treats to avoid getting pranked or tricked.
Yeah.
So in 1939, the phrase and the custom showed up in print of trick-or-treat.
Okay.
And a lady named Doris Moose published an article about that, talking about the success of having an open house for kids in the neighborhood. And it led to the boom of packaged candy that kind of killed the tradition of destruction. So then in 1966, the cartoon, The Great Pumpkin Charlie, it's The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, came out on TV. And all the country went into like trick-or-treating because of this Charlie Brown.
Yeah, because it came mainstream on TV and turned it into what it is today, where adults and kids go to parties.
I just think people like a reason to party and to dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't just dress up like a witch or a sexy kitten or a sexy pirate every weekend.
Why?
Well, you could.
I gotta go to Walmart.
You could.
How else do you dress?
What do you think the number one costume for adults to dress up as is? I mean, like men and women.
We should have looked that up before the show.
I think women is sexy kitten. Always sexy kitten.
Yeah.
Or sexy schoolgirl. No. And men is what? What would that be? What do you think? Zombies?
I don't know.
Well, it's let's put it out to our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go
we need
on
more interaction.
Yeah. Go to our Facebook page and you tell us what you think the number one costume is for a men and women, adults, to wear out to a Halloween party is right now.
Yeah.
Is it people just want an excuse to dress up? It's not really a Halloween party, but
it's the Halloween season.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, as years go on, it's going to expand. So like, I think every weekend, and I have the hiccups, people, by the way, it was not good when you're having a radio show.
But, well, there you go again. All right. And now you're going to start laughing, which is going to make it more.
I hope this doesn't make the blooper reel. Okay, I think I'm okay now.
And at the show last night, I saw this costume and it was terrible. It was, the guy was the bacon and the woman was the egg.
So they're breakfast?
They were breakfast and the costumes were the worst I've ever seen. I mean, the woman you could tell because she was the yolk and the egg. You could tell on her, but the yolk was on him because nobody could tell what his costume was.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
You know,
and I'm thinking people are just trying to stretch it out into the weekend before and the weekend after Halloween. I think people just love to dress up. We just don't lose that from
Halloween
our child.
Halloween is the ultimate holiday.
Yeah.
Because you can dress up. And we have these parties like we just had, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I did the Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody dressed up then. It was like, it's the season.
You don't lose that from your childhood, that fantasy of being somebody else or being a character or just being able to just express yourself in a way that you don't normally get to.
Yeah.
You know, in your everyday life, whether you want to be a vampire or a pirate or, you know, sexy schoolgirl or a kitten cat. Meow. So anyway.
Yeah. And it's just, there were so many people dressed up last night. It was awesome. I like it. You know, like I said, when I did the Thunderdome, I really wanted to make a costume up. And
We just don't have time.
I didn't have time.
Oh, you know, man, life goes so fast, and with taping the show and working and everything else, it's just, I can't believe how fast the days and the weeks are going. And it's like, okay, Halloween is here already. It's here.
Yeah.
When you're listening to the show, it'll be Halloween the next day. But, you know, it's like, it's amazing because, oh, there's my favorite word again, people. You know what? We should start at like a drinking game. Like that's every time I say the word amazing.
I was going to get a jar and put quarters in it every time you say amazing. And yes. Every time I say
Yeah. So like amazing is your drinking trigger. You have to do a shot every time I say that word. Or maybe you have to do 10 sit-ups if you're not a drinker or something. So, all right.
Everybody. We just invented. We just invented a thing for in the studio here when we record our shows. We can have people in, and every time we say a word, they have to drink.
Yes. Yes. Interesting. Interesting thoughts. We may put a challenge out to all our listeners. So, like, if you're listening to our podcast and you're doing either, you know, maybe you're doing housework, you're jogging, or you're on the treadmill, or, you know, maybe you're at work. Maybe every time we say a certain word, you have to get up and do something for yourself. Like, okay, so if you're at work and you've been sitting at your desk and then all of a sudden you're listening to our podcast on your little earphone and you're typing away doing your work and you hear this certain word, then you got to go up and, I don't know.
Isn't it brainwashing?
Go to the break room and like do 10 jumping jacks so you get your circulation going or something.
Or just stand up in your giant office complex.
Mm-hmm.
And scream out, I'm awesome! Because yeah. Awesome is one of my words I say a lot.
Yeah. Amazing is mine.
Amazing. We are very amazing and awesome.
We are. So everybody should be drunk by now by the time we're saying our our amazings and our awesomes.
And I do delete a lot of the out when I edit because
you do a fine
it just sounds
some
bad.
I like that So anyways, alrighty.
What is...
I was going to tell you something.
Okay.
Go ahead, though.
Oh, all right. What is your biggest memory growing up on Halloween?
Okay, so I have one. Actually, two. Okay, so.
Is it one or two?
I have three.
20.
Okay. One time, and I think I was in sixth, seventh, or eighth grade. Probably, I don't know, one of those. So my friend and I were going, you know how you would just run through the neighborhood and you try to hit the houses like two or three times and you try to hit as many houses as you can. Of course, you had a pillowcase because you were too cool to carry a bucket or a bag. You know, when you're like in junior high, you want a pillowcase because you want to fill that up with all the candy. So we were walking down Christian, which is a road that leads into the road that we grew up on. And we were walking down and some kid was following us with a hood over his head and he stole my friend's bag of candy. He swiped the whole pillowcase and everything. And we were devastated and we ran home. We were crying. And then the other one was, do you remember the apartments behind us? Do you ever remember like trick-or-treating in the apartments?
That's what I was going to say.
Your thunder.
No, that's all right. That's what I was going to say. That was one of my big memories is going through the apartments because you would go up the stairs. Mm-hmm. Through the floor, up the next step, through, and because there were three levels, so four actually, because they had the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Try to run through them as fast as you could.
Yeah, and then there was another complex on the corner of that one if you cut through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
So we would hit that one and come back down. Oh, it was like a pattern we used to do.
You know what's crazy is like our parents would like just let us run wherever. They just turned us loose.
Yeah.
Go through like 10 neighborhoods. You'd be back over behind Jackman's school.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, man, I'm far from home.
That whole block is 4 miles or so. We would just hit every house.
Oh, my gosh. So here's the funniest story about Halloween. And, Joe, you probably remember this because this is probably your era. Not so much mine, but your era. So my dad would take us trick-or-treating. So my mom would stay at home and she'd pass out the candy. And my dad would take us trick-or-treating. So my dad... At the time, the neighborhood, everybody knew everybody because my mom and dad had built their house and they were the first house and all the other houses were built around them. So all the people who lived there were about their age and had kids growing up the same age. So my dad would know everybody in their neighborhood. So he'd take the kids, all of us kids, we'd go out trick-or-treating. And my dad, every time he stopped at the house, somebody in the neighborhood, one of them, dads in the neighborhood would offer him a beer or a shot.
Yeah.
So by the time he'd get home, he'd be so crocked he could barely stand.
Yeah.
And we'd be so happy because we have all the candy and dad's all
crocked. And I remember, you know, I remember going in the house and we would dump out all the candy on the floor. And dad would make us separate it all in case of the razor blades.
Oh, yes.
And I think the only reason they did that is so they could have our candy.
I think so. They wanted all the good stuff. We get stuck with the bottle caps and they get the chocolates.
And Mrs. Schuster's religious tracts.
Oh, gosh. So you would separate. Okay, so you dump your pillowcase out on the floor and you would separate your hard candies, your pennies.
Yeah.
Your pencils, your tracks from Mrs. Schuster, the popcorn balls, the chocolate. So you'd have like your Smarties, your bottle caps, and then you would have that candy that nobody liked.
Yeah.
And then that's what mom and dad ate. They liked that stuff. It was the Blackjack, the Mary Janes, the Chico Sticks.
Is that a pattern going on there?
And then the maple nut goodies, which God, that was like the worst Halloween candy ever got.
Yeah.
And then remember, like, you would hear urban legends about people who would give out whole candy bars. Like
The full size candy bars.
And it was always a guy across Lasky. Remember, he would give away full size over on Fair Oaks. But we couldn't cross Lasky, which was the main road. The one guy snuck over there. Yeah, he would give out full size candies. But we weren't allowed to go over there. So, you know, like your older kids, like my brothers and stuff, would go over there and get them. But that was like the coolest thing if you ever got a full size candy bar.
Yeah.
In your bag.
It's still
you
like
thought
that.
You won the lottery of Halloween candy.
And it's neat because
keep drinking, people. Keep drinking, you'll make it through this episode, I promise.
We're the sober ones.
I know.
But anyhow.
Jeez.
Well, speaking about sober.
When's the last time you had a drink, Joe?
Oh.
Seriously.
Probably 15 years or so.
Even longer than that.
Talking about drinking and all that, and talking about dad going and all that. When I bought my house, I loved passing out candy to kids. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And I had the 12-pack of beer for all the adults. And when the adults came, I carried on the tradition by giving them beer.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I hear a knock on the door, and it's these kids that are obviously 12 or so. And they're like, "We hear you're passing out beer." I'm like, yeah, to your dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
So I tried to take on the tradition, but that was the only year I did that. Because nowadays, unless you live in a community where you know every single person, you can't do that.
And who knows their neighbors anymore?
That's what I mean.
No, but I don't know my neighbors. I've seen them. I wave to them. I don't have conversations with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's just, I mean, I'm always busy. So, you know, it's like I'm not, you know, in the neighborhood a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm just always on the go, or, you know, maybe I'll be outside cutting my grass. That's about it. But who knows their neighbors anymore? You know, it's like, it's not the same.
You need to get to know your neighbors.
And then you get, truckloads and carloads of people come to your neighborhood.
Yeah.
From other neighborhoods.
You know, a lot of people complain about that.
I don't.
But I don't complain about
that. It's a safe neighborhood.
Exactly.
And my only complaint is when you see adults come up and they want candy. They say it's for their baby. No baby is eating candy.
A sugar baby?
Oh, sugar baby. Remember sugar babies? They would just get stuck to your teeth. Oh, my God. They would be like stuck and your fillings would get pulled out. Oh, my God. And then we eat so much candy, we'd have a stomach ache.
Yeah.
I'd be barfing. I got candy.
So we definitely turned this episode into our own discussion about
It is. But people can relate.
You know, that's what I was going to say. I'm sure it.
Yeah, tell us your funny stories. Go to our 222 Paranormal Facebook page and leave us a funny story about Halloween, like your funniest Halloween story when you were growing up as a kid. Like, here's a really funny one. So, you know, everybody knows what candy cigarettes are, right?
Yeah.
So they look candies and you blow on the box and the paper, you know, the powder comes out. Uh-huh. Like, so my mom and dad had this porch put on their house, maybe, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
If that. So they love it. They sit out there all the time. If you ever drive down the street, you'll see my mom and dad sitting on the porch. They love to be out on the porch and just wave at people. And, you know, they're 80-something years old. They love it. So the one Halloween, we're all out there. So it was almost my whole family. I've got 5 brothers and sisters, which includes Joe, the host of this show. 10 nieces and nephews. 18 great nieces and nephews now. And I think there's one on the way.
Yeah, there is one.
There's one on the way. So we're all crazy on Halloween because my mom and dad love to see the kids in the costume, the little kids in the costume. So they bring them over and they go trick-or-treating in the neighborhood. So we're all sitting out there and we have a bunch of candy cigarettes. So everybody on the porch has a candy cigarette and we're all out there pretending to smoke cigarettes because my mom and dad used to smoke years and years and years ago. My dad was a chain smoker and he just smoked like 5 packs a day. He hasn't smoked in probably, 25 years? Yeah. So they've quit for 25. So we all sat out there and pretending we were smoking candy cigarettes. And so we're all sitting out there pretending to smoke a candy cigarettes. And my mom acts like it's a joint. Now, my mother has probably never even seen, smelled, or knows what marijuana is.
Oh, she does.
And she was out there going, taking puffs on it like it was a joint.
She was an expert.
She is 83 years old. She's out there pretending she's smoking a joint. Candy joints. Oh my God, it was the funniest thing I ever saw in my life.
And one hilarious. Of our one of Dad's sisters, Aunt Lorna.
Oh yes, Aunt Lorna.
Used to smoke and drink heavily.
Yes.
And I remember walking up on the porch and everybody's acting like her.
Oh my God, that was so marvelous. And she used to wear this hat, and it was like a bucket hat. I don't know, or like a fisherman's hat. You guys have seen them. And she used to call her "Go to Hell" hat.
But that reminded me when you said that about, because I walked up on the porch and they were all talking like Aunt Lorna.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
But yeah, that's our memories.
And
of
that's
Halloween.
Remembering the dead. That's the day of the remembrance. You know,
it all
ties
in.
Yes, remember the good times. And, you know, even if somebody's passed on, you can still remember, just even though they're gone, it's sad they're gone. You can celebrate them by just reliving
gone.
The memories.
They're just not here.
Yeah. We'll all be together again someday.
Yeah.
Our energies will all blend into one big...
And we will haunt
yes.
everybody.
Listen,
we can.
I'm haunting. I'm telling you right now, Joseph, I'm haunting all my ex-boyfriends. You listen up out there.
I already do.
Oh, God. Only on Facebook. But no, I'm going to die. I'm going to haunt you and scare you. And then I'm going to come back to life.
As a zombie.
Yes. A sexy schoolgirl zombie with a Wonder Woman costume.
That was another thing I saw last night at the show.
Ooh, what's that?
I only saw one schoolgirl costume.
Yeah, what was his name?
And she was hideous.
Oh.
I'm sure she was happy herself, but she gives schoolgirls a bad name.
Whatever makes you happy.
That's
you know,
right.
We can't judge.
I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're judgy-wudgy.
Judgy-wudgy.
That's kind of like one of my favorite words. Judgy-wudgy. To each his own. Go out.
That's right.
If you want to wear a costume every day, go out and wear a costume. Listen.
Put your costume on and go to Walmart.
Yeah. Live your life.
That's right.
Eat some candy.
So get on our page and leave us a message of your memories.
Yeah, we want to hear your fun Halloween stories.
I wish we had a thing set up where we could have callers call in. We got to work on that.
Yeah, we will. We will. Eventually, people, we're going to have live guests. We're going to have you call in live to the show. But for now, we're just doing our thing. And
you get to listen to us.
You listen to us. Ramble on.
Ramble, 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 lamba, ramba.
I'm surprised that, you know, we don't drive people to drink on the show.
We might. They're listening, so they got to be drunk.
So happy Halloween, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our show and our little history lesson on Halloween and all this exciting stuff. This is a great time of year, though. There's so many ghost shows on. Oh, so I watched a new ghost show.
Okay.
Okay, so there's 2 new ghost shows that I saw. There was one, which I'm not going to name the name, and I'm not going to name the show, but you guys will get the gist. And I thought it was horrible. It was so fake.
Really?
So this guy that used to be on this really popular ghost show has his own show now.
Like his own show?
Yeah.
Like
with this other chick and this other dude. And he used to be part of this trio on this other channel. You know, if you travel around, you can figure it out. Okay, so anyways, people know what I'm talking about.
Were they hunters of some sort?
No, they used to like adventure.
It used to be like an adventure to him.
Yeah.
But now he's on a different show. And yeah. It's not so much an adventure anymore.
No. Okay. But the show is, oh God. It was more about, I can't even describe it. It wasn't about it didn't show a lot of evidence. It just showed a lot of people telling why people called in. Okay. Of their experience. I don't know. I was just like, oh man, this is
off air. You're going to have to tell me who you're talking about.
I will.
I have no idea.
I will. I'll tell you.
I mean, it must be some kind of adventure that you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, I was expecting more because of his history of the things in the paranormal community that he did. But
yeah.
You know what? Some people may love it. That's all your call. And then there was another one on after that. A new, the show called The Haunting,
Oh, okay.
And I was watching it, and it was really good. I fell asleep.
Oh.
And then I woke up, and it was over. I'm like, dang it. And then there was another show on after that, and I can't remember what it was now, because I probably fell asleep during that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's my life, folks. I'm old. I'm a young, old person. Or I'm an old young person. That's how it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm young, but I feel old. And I have to fall asleep.
Yeah.
At like 10 o'clock at night. So
you can get up in the morning and get the Rambler Scrambler.
Not
the Rambler. I was going to say. What's the one? Oh.
Rambler Scrambler. No.
No, that's a woman's bar now.
Yes. Ladies.
A ladies bar. But anyhow, folks, I can't think of the rabbit hole that I want to go down, so.
Oh, yeah, rabbit holes.
Okay.
My niece sent me a picture of a rabbit today that she wanted to buy for me, and I was freaking out because he was so cute and I wanted it. I don't know if she got it for me or not, but I don't know if everybody, we didn't tell the audiences, but I had a rabbit for a long time, and she passed away 2 years ago. And it's been very hard on me. And I hope she comes back and haunts me. I want to see her ghost.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's my rambling rabbit hole.
Okay. So anyways, folks, we wanted to bring you the show of the history. And we ended up talking more about us than the history. But like we say, it's all relative. I'm sure you guys have the same things happen to you.
Yeah, let's just celebrate Halloween to remember the departed. The next day, remember the people who have gone to heaven. Or wherever you think they go. And just enjoy your holiday. Eat lots of chocolate. Be safe. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention.
All right.
Okay. Just be careful when you're out there on Halloween. I always notice that these people drive down streets, dark streets. Yeah. Kids are all over. And people are driving like normal speeds or faster.
Yeah.
Slow down, people. Yep. There are children out there. Do not run over kids.
Yeah.
Please be careful. It's dark. Half the time it's always raining on Halloween. Stay home, pass out candy. Big candy bars. Ginormous candy bars.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in. And remember, get up there wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a positive rating and review. It means a lot to us. And we will let you listen to us.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes. See you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye. Phenomena.